The Novos When You Wake Up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
Oh, morning, everyone. Hey, Ari.
Hello.
How are you?
Not impressed. It's April Fool's Day today, so I just know that the jokes and the pranks are going to be coming.
Really?
Yeah. It's good that I live at home with Mum and Dad, though, because I don't know any of these type of fun things in the calendar. So that means that they're not going to prank me, so hopefully they don't get any ideas.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few balloons up and stuff in here. I think there was, a bit of a surprise attempt or something like that. Look, I was surprised.
I walked in, I was like, ah!
But I don't know if I feel pranked.
No.
Maybe it's still to come or something.
Oh, no, please. I actually hate pranks. Like, I actually hate them. They wind me up.
Honestly, it's
you don't want an Italian to come at you with words and a lot of profanities and yelling, do not prank an Italian. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. That's good bit of advice.
Other than that, how are you today, Creever?
Oh, great.
You're great.
Yeah, really good.
Mm. 100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So, Ari, apparently Peter Dutton was in Tomago, and there's like pictures on social media being circulated of NBN and the Herald trying to get entry into the event, but only the Sydney press press that he'd invited or whatever was allowed in.
That feels a bit discriminatory.
It does feel.
You're in our region. Like, you're in our hometown. Why aren't you letting the local media in?
Well, great question.
Especially if you're going to do something that has something to do with us locally.
Would have thought so.
Dummy.
Well, I don't know what the reasoning behind it was or what the situation was or why this happened. It's just what I'm seeing circulated online.
It feels like we've been denied entry into, like, a gentleman's club of some kind. It's like, nope, you're not cool enough or you don't have the right spirit to come in here.
Yeah, it's interesting because obviously newsrooms would have been, scrambling to get over there.
Yeah, chomping at the bit.
Biggest news of the day, right?
Yeah, but exactly.
Hey, I guess that's it's his campaign and he'll run it how he wants.
If I was a news director and, like, my journalists were getting turned away from that, I'd be like...
What would you
do? I'd be like, right, okay, obviously he hasn't got anything decent to say, so let's just actually physically say he denied us entry, blah, 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 because it's not inaccurate.
Well, that's true.
Call him out for
his
behaviour.
That would be the story, I guess.
Yeah, that's the point of media. We hold people accountable to what they do.
It should be. It should be. Now, like I said, I don't know the scenario behind why it happened or what the situation was, having not been there. I'm just looking at these pictures being circulated.
Sure.
But it is definitely an interesting element to the story. So I'm going to try and dig a bit deeper and find out what's happened there.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, so earlier in the show we were talking about how journalists were locked out of the Peter Dutton presser in our area here in Tomago. Now, I've done a bit of sleuthing. I went down and spoke to our news director.
Mm-hmm.
He went down to that press conference.
Wow, it's a big drive.
And was locked out of was not allowed in. Federal police were there.
Oh!
Yep, so they said, we can't let you in at this time, was the response to all of these different local journalists.
But why were the police there to enforce that?
The federal police. Good question.
Well, something dodgy's going on, sounds like. Maybe not, but it sounds like it.
It feels like that. Well, they had Sydney press were allowed in, but not local press at all.
So, okay, weird.
It is strange. I'm not sure why that was all the information that was given to him.
But I feel like an explanation should be, dealt out by Dutton for that.
I do as well. I mean,
I
if you're
like
doing a press conference in a regional area, or...
That's standard practice to have your regional media there.
Let the local news in just to even have a listen.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense. It feels off. Anyway, I'll let you do with that information what you will.
Sit on that. Okay, Bree, from your Live and Local newsrooms here. Good morning, Bree.
Hey, guys.
Okay, let's dive into our news straight away. Coles and Woolies might be in the firing line for a potential act.
Yeah, so reports have come out from our sister station down in Sydney, 2SM, that Coles and Woolworths have indicated that in order to manage the rise in grocery prices, they may need to cut wages of their staff.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that.
No.
See, and that, well, you were saying it's the Australian Retailers Association. Mm. Now, we looked into that. They represent retailers. Mm. So from, they say, the Australia's top retail body, it's a $400 billion industry.
Wow.
Which is extraordinary. And it, yeah, represents the biggest department stores, supermarkets, etc.
Okay.
So they're trying to obviously get costs down, isn't it?
Yes.
By cutting wages.
Yeah, so those guys are asking the Fair Work Commission to abolish penalty rates and overtime entitlements for permanent staff. It just doesn't sound very fair to do that in order to reduce the prices of groceries.
I think the big takeaway here is what people want is for profits of those big two to be cut, not people's wages to be cut.
That's exactly right.
Because otherwise you're just robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Well, how about you just take some money from the big head honchos like the CEOs and stuff and then divvy that out to your workers? I'm sure that'll be fine.
Well, that is another option. You know, there's a lot of talk about CEO pay, but that's a separate conversation.
That's very true.
And also, there's a couple of stories around our coast around erosion and shark nets,
So there's expected today to be a bit of heavy erosion around the Hunter Coast. Ooh. That's including our Stockton Beach. It's a very vulnerable area there. This is all due to that low pressure system moving in. It's creating a very large, powerful seas. We're also being urged not to go into the waters because of those really dangerous surf conditions.
Yeah.
But also on top of that, this week, this is where the shark nets are that we've been speaking about for a little while now. These are going to be removed from this week from the Newcastle beaches.
Yeah, that's because of the turtle migration, isn't it? We don't want it full of turtles because that's what they're for. Trying to catch sharks, not turtles.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Well,
it's about time, I guess.
Yeah, they're usually moved in April, at the end of April into May.
Okay. Right.
Now they've been moved that month earlier.
Interesting.
This year, just for those hurdles. So,
great
initiative.
Yeah, I think so.
Good news then.
New FM. The Novos.
Wild story coming out of Asia at the moment. A young woman is starting to post about what her life is currently looking like and her living situation.
Oh, yes. So like an old school vlog.
Pretty much, actually. She's posting regular videos on TikTok exactly like a vlog.
It's 2007 again.
Brilliant. Well, pretty much. Although it's kind of uncomfortable to watch. I appreciate the hustle. Don't like the situation. She's, for $6 a week, I believe it is, she is paying rent to sleep, eat, all of that, in her work's bathroom. So basically the cost of living situation, we know it's terrible.
Very expensive. Rent is horrible.
Yeah,
but
somehow she's figured out a way to pay rent to her workplace to live there in the bathroom.
What kind of dystopian future are we are we living in? On one hand, right, $6 a week is very cheap. But also your boss is collecting that money and then you live in the toilet? Like, doesn't feel right. Is she just in one cubicle and then the other cubicles are rented to other staff members?
Because
that feels
her.
Very exploitation-y.
It's the workplace also has an office space, but she, who previously lived with her boss in their home, shared that she What?
She lived with the boss before.
Yeah.
And now the boss has gone, actually, you can go live in the toilet?
I don't know if that was a conversation. It doesn't detail that, but you could imagine so. Or maybe she's just like, She also shared that, you know, she wouldn't feel comfortable sleeping there since there is no door and she'd rather sleep in the bathroom. So, for example, it was like she's been offered to, like, be in a cubicle, like in the office. Oh. In the office. But then she's like, no, I would rather some more privacy, so I'm going to go stay in the bathroom area instead.
I don't understand that.
These videos show that, yep, she's got doors, which is great. She's actually in the main center there of the bathroom where, like, the sinks are and whatnot. She's got her own makeshift rack of clothes. She's got a fold-up bed. She's got a water jug that she takes outside and fills up with a hose. It's so funny.
It's so messed up. What kind of life is that?
Well, she has her own, like, little portable, like, stove as well. So she's cooking, like, a stir fry as well. She's mopping, so she's cleaning. Yeah.
Is not the problem. It's the fact that you're in a public toilet. What happens when, like, Chris from accounts comes through?
Well, I guess
he's had too
up.
Many coffees in the morning and needs to get this thing on the, you know, get this thing happening. And she's in, oh, sorry, mate, I'm just making me, you know, beef and broccoli.
Hang on. During the day when the furniture store is operating, Yang packs up all of her stuff so that customers and employees can use the toilet.
It's a hard no from me.
It's a hard knock life. For us.
It's $6 a week even. I don't care how cheap it is. I prefer to just live anywhere else. A cardboard box over that. It sounds absolutely awful.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
Oh, I got chilly this morning coming out to work, right?
Wasn't it just?
It was very... I feel like the, you know, firewood season just about is here.
I know. Like, last night, I was coming home from a drive and got out the car and I'm like, I think I need a jumper or two. Like, it was cold. I went to bed. I got, like, the full doona.
Nothing better than snuggling up under a doona.
Doona weather is finally here. Now, I checked the forecast for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Low of, like, 23 and 24, we're looking at it every day.
During the day and then cool at night.
15 degrees at night. Ooh,
yeah. Just love, like you said, doona weather. Get a snuggle in Newcastle.
I know. And maybe like a run in the afternoon. Perfect weather for that
as well. Well, that too, because you're a big runner.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic.
Like, the humidity has been so bad over the past three months. Like, it's shocking. Yeah. So, yeah.
We welcome, you know, slow-cooked meats, soups, and doonas is all I'll say.
How about a laksa?
Oof. How are you talking?
Makes the best seafood laksa.
Does she?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And we have, like, bamboo shoots and stuff on top.
Of course you do, because it's a good one.
Some, like, prawns, maybe a little bit of squish.
Yeah, well, it's seafood. You'd hope so.
Love it.
If you don't have the prawns, what are you doing?
Oh, no, exactly. What are you doing? Bit of carrot in there, too.
Great question.
Oh, I feel like a laksa for dinner. Mummy, let's make a laksa for dinner, Mummy.
I mean, the carrot feels optional, but the rest of it sounds good.
It works well laksa.
I'm sure it's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, oh, my God, did you get the carrots?
Well, no, but like a little bit of broccoli even.
Yeah, a little. Just, treat yourself.
Not a huge veggie person.
Yeah,
but like,
fair enough.
Need
a little bit. It's a little garnish, if you will.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
I've discovered something that's quite disappointing, Crevo. It's broken my heart because this man has been an icon of my youth.
Right.
I'm talking about the one and only rapper, Sean Kingston. I love his music.
There's something about his voice is very unique, isn't it?
It's very unique, actually.
Mm.
Yeah, we love him. Well, unfortunately, Sean Kingston and his mother have been found guilty of federal wire fraud and has appeared first on Consequence. So the rapper and his mother, the verdict came across guilty on a total of 5 counts. It was delivered last week.
Jeez.
After a 3.5-hour jury deliberation in Florida. So apparently during the trial, prosecutors allege that the mother-son duo allegedly defrauded several luxury goods businesses in recent years, including a jewelry business, a luxury bed company, a used exotic car dealership, and also a luxury micro-LED TV company.
Oh, my God.
Well, apparently that's what happened.
Call 911. What is wire fraud? It's basically fraud committed with the use of electronic communications. So you know, it could be someone else's credit card.
Yeah.
Could be putting, you know, the wrong details in, like somehow using social media, texts, all that sort of stuff, emails. Oh, we've got the money and then don't pay, that
well,
kind of thing.
Is your theory kind of like, well, these songs clearly didn't pay off with as many checks as what he thought?
Well, it mustn't have been. I thought he would have had plenty of money.
Clearly. Well, apparently Kingston has been ordered to remain under house arrest. Well, must be nice with his luxury cars. It's fine.
Yeah, he's got them there. Keep him company.
He must also post a bond consisting of a home valued at $500,000, an additional $200,000 in cash as well. Hang on a second.
There's a lot of, yeah, so a big bond. They think he might run is the concern.
Both him and his mum are set to be sentenced on July 11th, and each count carries a maximum 20-year prison sentence.
Oh, my Lord. That's less than ideal.
Mm.
That's such a shame because there's so many good songs. We're just reminiscing. How about this one with him and Bieber?
I love this jam! You know, I don't care what he's done. I'm still going to listen to his music. It's if you separate the person and the music,
I
that's
guess
fine.
So, yeah. I mean, he's flogged a couple of tellies and a fancy car by using the wrong email address.
I wouldn't have thought that would warrant so many years behind bars.
Seems like a lot, doesn't it? Oh, that's the maximum. So, I don't know. You'd probably get less. But...
Oh, well, the American justice system is different to us. Maybe we need a better justice system.
Well, it's also possible. Mm. God, it seems like he might be off the jail, though. Does not looking good for old Shawnee.
New FM.
De Novos.
Japan, we've heard about this for a while. They've been battling this declining birth rate. So basically what that means is for every couple, on average, they're only having 1.1 to 1.2 children.
Great.
So
yeah.
Things are like the population will just continue to go down over time.
Yeah, of course.
At a rapid rate. And they're very concerned about this. So Tokyo has decided that starting this month, April, in Japan's capital, all of the government employees, 4 days of work a week.
Interesting.
They give them 3 days off. They've had a big problem in the past by, you know, people being overworked in Japan. Mm. It was the, you know, big productivity boom and miracle and all that sort of stuff.
You know what? They're human. They
That's
need
it.
To rest.
At like the end of the
exhausted.
Day. Yeah. If you're exhausted all the time, you don't have time to... you know, have kids or you might be...
To look after them.
Look after them, first of all, but even to, you know, get the process going to have a kid in the first place.
Exactly. I guess it offers more of a life balance, doesn't it, having this
that's
4-day work week?
That's what they're going for. And it sounds terrific. I mean, I feel like Newcastle could do a 4-day week.
And I reckon we would do it so well.
Yeah, imagine that. Every Friday or Monday off.
Mm-hmm.
Take your pick.
Ooh, or maybe you could switch it up some weeks.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, that'd be good if you had that option.
Yeah, like a flexible fourth day.
If you flip it on its head as well, it could offer better production value. Like, we're going to work harder those 4 days.
Well,
we're not going to be as tired to finish off the week.
Whenever they do a study on this, and they've done so many, because a lot of people are a lot of countries are considering it, they always find people just finish the work in 4 days.
Mm.
Like, always is turned out what it is.
Yep.
And if you can get the work done, there's nothing worse than clock watchers. People that go, you know, everyone's worked at places in the past. We're like, oh, you need to be at work and finish your time here, even though you've finished all the work. There's nothing worse.
I mean, so you sit there for an hour doing nothing.
Exactly. And, you know, just bored. So why not have this happen? I'd love to have it here in our own part of the world. To have a 4-day work week, it's a dream.
Happier Aussies.
Oh, definitely.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
All right, so in the latest of my series of how people transport their cans around for a turn and earn.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday must have been the day for it,
okay.
Right? Two of these wildcats going down Beaumont Street this time. I was going to the bank there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both on push bikes. And then on each side of the handlebars, they had, you know, those big stripy bags that you use for moving?
Oh, yes. I used to use those all the time. They used to sell them at the reject shop.
Yeah, that's right. They had one on each side of the handlebars each. So four big stripy bags, obviously going bin to bin.
Balancing act as well.
Balancing, you know, they built up the levels or whatever to get it just balanced just right.
Oh, local circuses in town, isn't it?
And a little bit of that. A couple of entrepreneurs out getting their weekly cash from return and earn.
Okay.
You know I respect the hustle.
So were they full bags?
Pretty full.
Wow.
I reckon they were like trying to just top up the rest of it. Maybe a couple of like the public bins on Beaumont Street might have a couple of empties.
I think they could rack up, like, because those bags are big, right? If they fill those up, that's like $100 there, right?
Maybe not. Roughly. 100. I'm thinking more like
50.
$10 a bag, maybe. 100.
No, it'll definitely be more than that.
Is it?
Yeah, because whenever I do return and earn, there's usually.
How much do you usually get?
10, like, medium sized plastic bin bags full.
Yeah.
And, that'll get me about $30.
I honestly don't think it was more than that.
Okay.
In total. It was probably that. The big stripies, it wouldn't be 10. It'd be 10 bags between four big stripies. I feel like this is a ratio and chat for another time.
I know. But it's interesting.
I don't think there's $100. I think they maybe had 20 each or something.
Okay.
But still good hustle. You got to make it where you can, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Nova Castrians out there working hard. Love it.
Kind of a free cash boost there.
Yeah, exactly.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, though, I saw this ad yesterday. It got me very excited because I thought, oh, Crevo, you and I would be great for this if we could pull this off.
Sure.
But a local company of ours, in Wickham, actually, Newcastle Distilling Co., they're called. Beautiful, I guess, boozers, like liquors and things like that. Gorgeous products. The packaging's really cool as well. It looks very professional. Anyway, not here just to give them a bit of a boost, but they've actually made a post in the past week or so. They're asking people to jump on and create two short videos to win, I guess, some free goodies from them. So want free booze? Make two short videos. Apply now. And the graphics for the advertisement that they've got up is very, very fun. It's very, I guess, animated, very colourful.
Yeah, how good's that?
So they've said in a post, we're looking for fun, creative legends to help us make some killer content. If you've got a public Instagram or TikTok, bit of a good vibe, and a knack for making engaging videos, we'll send you our product and feature your content on our pages. Of course, there's a lot of T's and C's. You've got to go and look at it. But it's a good little collab, obviously, to promote drinking responsibly.
Of course. And yes. Newcastle Distilling Co., years ago, we actually had them on the show.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Well, when they first brought out their whiskies, they were very nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so they have, like, plenty of liquors for everyone, which is great.
Yeah.
But I thought, could we, like, you know, being the Novos and all, we're a bit of fun. We should make two short videos and see if we can, like, collab with them.
I don't think we can use the company account to get free booze.
Oh, well, then use mine.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Yeah,
but, like, how good is that? An opportunity for, like, because we are a creative city after all.
Sure.
Everyone can, like, use their creative props to, I guess, team up with a local business.
It is a bit of fun and a chance to get a free drink on the way. Mm. I don't mind if I do.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Andrew G. Okay.
Now, we're not talking about the one on telly.
No.
We're talking about, it's a politics story, this one, right?
Well, yeah, kind of. So Andrew G, he's an independent MP. Now, I've met Andrew a couple of times, like on the journalism circuit, I would say. I've interviewed him a couple of times. Nice guy.
This is
nice.
When you used to live out Mudgee Way, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. So, this is a funny story. So the Nationals turned independent MP, Andrew G, is now drawing criticism from people over a bit of a social media mistake. A campaign staffer for Mr. G actually attempted to impersonate a constituent on a Facebook post.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty embarrassing, I must say. Pointing out an alleged incident involving his former party, basically. Bit of dodgy behaviour. It's a bit uncomfortable.
Well, it's it's funny you mention this.
Yeah.
Because I think I saw the news story about this.
Mm-hmm.
And when I opened it, honestly, it made part of me clench up.
Did it?
With awkwardness. Secondhand awkwardness is on another level. But explain the story, happened.
So in a Facebook post, this is on Andrew G MP's with a blue tick actual page.
You're
official
correct.
Page.
Yeah.
Well, by accident, they've used the same, I guess, account to comment on his account's post. So it's him replying to himself, other words.
What we think might have happened,
yes,
and this is purely a guess,
yeah,
is that maybe he's got another account, even maybe probably his wife's account, or a burner of some sort.
Yeah, to comment on things that he does.
To comment on things, to get the ball rolling, perhaps, you know, or, you know, get things moving, get the algorithm pushing up his post a bit, or just look like he's engaging with the community.
Yeah, possibly. It's quite interesting, though, this as well, because the post actually called out his former party, the Nationals. Oof. One of the top comments praised the politician, but the comment appeared to be from G's own account. So it says,
oh, God.
Thank you, Andrew GMP. I am new to the area and have received multiple texts from the Nationals and seen nasty ads in the paper from the Teal Mob. It has helped me see who is the good guy! Exclamation point. So he's saying this on his own account.
Oh,
oopsies!
It's so cringe. It just makes you so, like, the secondhand embarrassment is on another level because you know in the moment when he realises what's happened or some young staffer tells him.
And this is where we move into. A spokesperson for Andrew said that the comment was made, and in quotation marks, without Mr. G's knowledge by a new and an inexperienced staff member of the campaign team who had access to the page. So he's just gone onto the wrong account. Bless it.
Oh, so cringeworthy. When you realise that happens, what an uncomfortable conversation for everyone involved.
Yep.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name five.
All right, here we go. Your chance to get yourself $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant East Maitland.
Yes.
The food out there is divine. They've got the lobster, oysters, the beautiful steaks, everything.
Seafood.
Oh, my God, seafood. Yes, please. All you got to do is name five things from the topic we give you inside 10 seconds.
That's it.
If you can do that, we give you the prize.
It's super fun, super easy, but can be challenging depending on the panic of the timer.
Let's meet our contestant for today, shall we?
Yeah, going to Ella Long. Good morning, Michelle. How you doing?
Oh, good morning, guys. I'm doing well. Yourself?
Great. What are you up to for your Tuesday?
Waiting to start work.
Oh, you're waiting. Are you waiting in your car?
Yeah.
I start at 7:30, so...
Oh, you still got plenty of time. That's all right.
How come you got this so early, Michelle?
Oh, I always do, you know, pull up. Have a bit of, you know, time out before you get in there and go.
Yeah, a bit of you time.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Have a quick nap.
I wish.
Oh, fair enough.
Michelle, have you ever got there and gone, you know what, I'm going to have a sleep? Like, I had a big night the night before or something?
No.
She's good. Very responsible. Okay.
Yeah.
Ella Long, people are responsible. I get it.
True.
All right.
Yeah,
She loves it. Let's get into it. You know how the game works. 10-second timer, and you just got to name five things from this category. Are you ready?
Well, yes, but take it easy on me, guys.
Well, it's predetermined, so I've got no choice over the matter.
Come on, Creeper, be nice.
In 10 seconds, I need you to name five petrol station brands. Go.
BP, Ampol, Shell, Woolworths, oh, God.
You could have had Metro.
7-Eleven, United, Pearl Energy. There's so many. Oh, Michelle.
So close.
You should have gone in a little bit earlier and had a bit more rest, is all I'll say. Hey, just for coming on the show, we'll put you in the drawer for some tickets to go and see the Knights vs. Tigers, okay?
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. If you loved that game and thought, I could have done that, I knew all those petrol station thingamabobs. Just call up tomorrow, same time, same place. The Novos Name 5 will be back here on UFM.
UFM.
The Novos.
Saving up for a house deposit is one of the hardest things you'll ever do.
Apparently,
There's that period of time where you're scraping every penny, you don't eat out, like you just put every single dollar in, you go to all the open homes and stuff. How about this, though? A guy from the Central Coast, he decided, look, it's very hard. I'm going to get as many return and earn bottles as possible to help save up for it.
Not a bad idea.
Which you think, look, it's not much money, but every bit counts. He's done it on another level, though. He got a ute and got himself 450,000 return and earn bottles for a total of $46,000.
Jeez. Okay, let's just look at that for a second. First of all, where are you getting all of these return and earn bottles and glassware?
I guess the key is you drink a lot of soft drink and beer and stuff. No, I think he actually got it from elsewhere.
It would have to be.
Otherwise, it would work in the other way. You'd end up with less money.
Well, not one person go through that much. I mean, I'd go through quite a bit of lemonade, but not that much.
Yeah, so what he did was he went around anywhere and everywhere he could get cans and bottles.
Okay, so it's like when you go to the train stations and you see people pushing around a trolley and going through the bins at the train stations.
I think he probably did some of that gear. Probably. 7 years he worked on this project for.
Oh, my God.
And he had all the money going to, like, one account, so he could keep track of where he was up to. He went, he actually volunteered at music festivals as well.
Oh.
And he's like, I'll do all the trash pickup, no dramas, guys. You don't have to pay me.
And then use a separate bag for your returning in cans.
Well, he was just grabbing that mostly, I think. Or he said, I'll come and grab all your recycling, no dramas, guys. You won't have to worry about taking it away.
Mm.
It took him 7 years. He put it together. Around the area, I think it might be the highest refund total for anyone has ever put through the machines.
Wow.
He's obviously using those bulk sorting machines, not like the ones at Woolies or whatever.
Okay.
And what an extraordinary thing. He's bought himself a 2-bedroom house with it, obviously a deposit.
Yeah.
And how proud you would be to get that done. Now, is it a good use of time? Probably not, because it's probably taking him way longer. He could have worked minimum wage, earned way more than that.
Exactly, way too long.
But if you enjoy it anyway, which I think he does, he said, look, you meet a lot of interesting people and you get to go to a lot of music festivals.
Turning
hobby into a house deposit, it's no joke. So congratulations to the man.
Oh, if you've got the gusto to do it, why not?
Our big boss man here, JT, he collects a bit of return and earn.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got a project going on. Like, maybe he's getting another house based on this. I'm not sure. It's a possibility.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Some amazing news from my brother came out and about last night. So Mum was like, Ari, get this. I've just been on the phone to your brother, Samuel.
Yeah.
He's received some exciting news, apparently. So after every month, because he works as a salesman for a Harley Davidson down in Campbelltown.
Yeah.
This is a relatively new job. He's been there for like maybe 3-4 months now.
I remember when he got it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. Very good. Yeah. Anyway, so he's thriving, which is fantastic. Well, apparently, Mum says that for 2 months in a row, so he's smashed April for sales. He's now 2 months in a row as the number one salesman in the country for Harley Davidson.
Wow.
So he's met all these targets each month, sold a lot of motorbikes, you know, people coming in or contacting him directly from all different areas. Like, he sold a couple of bikes to people from Tasmania even.
Wow.
Like, it's amazing. So
That's actually huge. That's such a big achievement.
Well, 40-something bikes he sold this month on his own.
So if he's just started that job, honestly, that is really, really impressive.
Some of the fastest growth I've seen.
Well, to go into a new sales job, it's actually really challenging because you're trying to learn a new product, you're trying to learn your, I guess, area, they call it, like, or patch or whatever.
Yes.
And to do all of that and get that good that quickly, very impressive.
And try not to step on other salesmen's toes in the business as well. Like, don't want to take sales from anyone else.
Of course, you're trying to keep your position in office politics, all that sort of stuff. That's huge.
It doesn't hurt as well. Like, the shop that he works in at size is so big. Like, it's big. It's got heaps of stock on the floor.
Doesn't matter. If you become number one that quick, you're still beating the other people there.
That's right. Amazing.
Huge. Yeah, you should be very proud of that.
Well done to my big brother.
Absolutely.
New FM. The Novos.
Now, I've just recently revealed on the show that I've downloaded The Sims 4 on my Mac laptop on the weekend because I saw an advertisement pop up on socials. I was like, you know what? I haven't played The Sims since I was probably a young teenager, right? Like 12, 13 years old.
That's the correct age to play The Sims.
And that's fine. It was my favourite game of all time. And I thought, I wonder what The Sims 4 is like. There's plenty of different stuff on there now, of course. Like, the game developers are brilliant.
Mm.
And I'm like, I'm going to download it because I need to have a bit of fun.
Well, there was also the element that there was this new horse farm bit that you could get. So you could live out your fantasy as a ranch owner.
Ranch owner. I already have one horse at my little tiny ranch on The Sims 4. Thank you very much. Yeah. A little thoroughbred called Dakota. Anyway, doesn't matter. But the thing was, Krivo, you've been making fun of me ever since, like every day since.
Well, because it's so, it should be embarrassed. It's,
why?
It's like you, when you play it the first time,
yeah.
10, 12, 13 years of age,
sure.
Follow your instinct. That's the correct age to play The Sims. It's a fantasy life. You live a real life now as an adult in a house.
I do. It's not my house, so, you know, I would like my own. So I go to The Sims to do that.
Why not? No. That's not the right instinct to go with. You've paid money.
You can cheat through life.
If paying money for this fake kids game life, what are you doing? It should be the maximum age like 14.
No, I don't think so.
And then you become an adult sometime after that and you go, that's for kids, that game.
No.
There's no one else in the Hunter of your age. What, you're in your 20s. I'm not going to say how old because that's rude.
I'm 27. I will say it because I'm defending myself here.
There's no one else who is a 20-whatever and over who's playing The Sims. I guarantee you Newcastle's way too sensible for that.
Like what I say to my family all the time, you know what? People lead their own lives. They're at the different points. Like most people I know are already married and with a child on the way at 27, like before that.
That's a bit young.
You know what? I'm not even on the horizon of getting married or moving out again or anything like that. So I'm going to live my life vicariously through Sims and be like the Duttons on Yellowstone and own my own ranch. Thank you very much. So defend me, Newcastle, please.
Oh, please.
4967-4105 is the number to call. Do you still play The Sims as an adult?
No one's going to call about that. So here's what I'm throwing out there. Or if you want to roast Ari and you think over the age of 15 is too old to play The Sims, call up as well.
Please.
4967-4105.
Let's go to Rutherford. Good morning, Dan. What are your thoughts? Can we still play Sims as an adult?
Yeah, right ahead.
Oh, do you play it too, Dan?
I don't personally, but my wife does.
Okay.
We're both still gamers. I'm 40, she's 39 this year. We're both still gamers.
Yes.
Do you guys, you don't play The Sims specifically?
I don't personally, but she also does. She's got all The Sims. She's played them right through. You've got all the expansions for Sims 4. So,
a full collection.
Sorry, mate, but you're on your own.
Damn
Ari,
it.
Sim on. Okay.
I love it.
Up for grabs, of course, this morning is the tickets to go and see the Knights versus Tigers. That's Sunday the 13th of April.
Correct.
At Donald Jones Stadium. And you know what? You're in the draw just for calling.
Wow.
To Farley next. Alex, what are your thoughts?
Hey, you're on your own, mate. My missus is 31. She plays The Sims.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Do you look at it and go, cool, that's awesome?
Mm-hmm.
No, I look at it and go, I'm playing COD.
Fair enough.
I don't want to live. I'm already living.
Different games for different folks.
Yeah, that's right. That's all good. Okay, to Metford. Hey, Aaron, do you still play Sims?
Hey, I'm definitely not. Wake up yourself.
Oh,
thank you. A bit of common sense. Oh. At 27 years of age, should do something else, right?
If you're playing video games past 16 years of age, you need to have a bloody good hard look at yourself in the mirror.
Oh, my God. Yeah, pretty intense.
Well, I hope he knows a lot of 20-year-olds because they're all doing the same thing.
It's a broader discussion I feel like we opened there.
Fascinating.
Still, I'll take the common sense. So at the moment, it's 2 to you and 1 to me.
Oh, my God, this will be interesting.
Yeah, will you just take this out with a win or is it go to a tiebreaker with producer Mark potentially?
All right, Jane in Brankston, good morning. Do you still play The Sims as an adult?
No, definitely not, but I think
they
should. Yeah, why not?
Oh, yeah, okay, so you're on Ari's side here. You think it's okay, yeah?
Yeah, I think it's okay for her to play it. Why not?
Okay, there we go. So, 75% of Newcastle saying, in the words of Dan from Rutherford, sim on.
Yeah.
There we go.
The Novos when you wake up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
Like, over the last couple of days, the footage from those Queensland floods have just been so, I guess, shocking in a way. It's, this floodwater just doesn't want to recede.
No, it's just covering and sitting there.
Yeah, it's just, it is. And it seems like the, I think it's because the ground is so drenched in a lot of places already.
Right.
The water isn't draining away.
Sure.
We've seen a lot of footage as well of, like, livestock on these islands kind of stranded. They're able to, this is so fascinating, new technology, they have been delivering some of the hay to them by drone.
Yes, I've heard something about this.
Extraordinary. Obviously regular helicopters been called into play as well.
Yep.
And they take out these big bales of hay to the stranded livestock.
So they are surviving.
Well, some are, yeah, you know, okay. The people that have, say, an area of high ground, a lot of the animals have walked to the high ground as the floodwaters have risen, and they're sort of stuck on these islands, really.
Oh, bless them.
I mean, obviously water's fine, but they have to get the food to them.
Yeah.
And it's such a challenge. Obviously, all the helicopters are in high demand as well. So everyone's trying to get their livestock fed, really.
Yeah.
So, you know, wishing the good vibes and good luck to everyone who's going through stuff up there, or if you've got family, friends who are battling it up there, because the floods can be really intense.
Oh, we've seen, like, our nation struggle from floods for a lot of years now.
Yeah, recently it seems like there's been a lot. So, yeah, sending the good vibes up that way for sure.
Fires, floods and earthquakes, oh my. The triple threat, hey?
It certainly is.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Right now, though, Arsenal. So this is a football club over in England. So they're one of the top-tier clubs in the EPL, the English Premier League.
Right, so they're like the Jets, but over in England. Kind of thing.
100 times better. Yeah. So, no, like, it's A-League. A-League is nothing compared to the EPL. It's not even the same. It's not, though. Like, ask any football fan. It's not even close, unfortunately.
I'm just trying to defend the Jets.
Okay,
here.
Sorry, I'm not. So, Arsenal have now launched something completely left of centre, away from football. It kind of uses it as a way in. But what they've done is they've launched a dating show to match up singles through their shared love of football. Very funny.
This is so funny.
They announced their plans for a documentary-style series. It's called The Big Match. Get it?
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
So an official statement has read that match days at the stadium, Emirates Stadium, are a time to connect with the beautiful game and each other. It is for this reason that we're launching a new dating show that celebrates how a shared love of football can prove a catalyst for even a deeper romance.
Oh, you know what? That's a bit sweet. You've got all these absolute fans of the sport and they're going to want to do the same thing on Saturdays, go to the game or whatever, or watch it on TV at home. There'll be no arguments about what channel to have on.
I guess so.
And they can coordinate their outfits as well.
Well, I guess so. So basically how it works is you sign up and you go on a blind date.
That's a bit of fun. So, based on that, obviously that's over in England, and that's all good for them, but maybe we should have our own version here in Australia.
We could.
Now, it's headed in, well, we're right in the season for the Knights. Could we have a Knights-based, like fans of the Knights-based dating show?
I reckon we could.
Find your knight in shining armour.
Oh, I love that.
Let's kick this thing off now.
We've seen this kick before. It's all good.
You know it well.
Newcastle are threatening to blow this game apart. Takes it. Oh, he might have just done it. Absolutely gorgeous for the Knights.
I think that should be a prerequisite if you're going to do this Knights in Shining Armour type of love matching competition thing. Because if you don't know the words to that song.
That's right.
What are you doing?
A great question. There's a few good things, I guess, about this happening. If you match up Knights fans with each other.
You're eating the same food, drinking probably the same beers.
That's all part of it. But also, when you buy a house together or move into a place together.
It can be near the stadium.
It can be near the stadium, right? Broadmeadow, so hot right now. And also, when you paint, like the kitchen, one of the biggest arguments you'll have as a couple, what colours do we do? Red and blue, sorted.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Or like the old school knights' houses that used to be around town that were painted stripy red and blue.
Ew.
No, that's
so tacky.
That's true romance for that couple, the perfect couple.
Well, why don't you just have a normal coloured house, right? And then have, you know, like I have a one near Cameron Park, actually. It's like this, you know how people have flagpoles and whatever, they put whatever flags they want on them? Well, someone's got a knight's flag in Cameron Park, so maybe you should do that.
That's a possibility.
Like, inspiration.
If you think about it, though, every date night sorted. It's going to be a night's game.
Mm.
Well, how about this as well? When you want to buy that special someone the ring, you don't go a diamond.
No.
You go a ruby and a sapphire together, red and blue. How stunning
would
that be?
That is so tacky.
I disagree.
No way that anyone's going to go for that.
Ari, it's almost as if you're not a true Knights fan. And you don't believe in true love as well.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Do you hate both true love and the knights, is it?
I hate neither.
Well,
I'm all for it. I just don't think you should get a tacky engagement ring such as that.
I just think that this show, find your knight in shining armour.
Let's team up with MBN.
Legs. I think we should. Imagine that. A match made in heaven.
Ooh.
Or maybe if you're not sold on the name, maybe we could change it to try and find true love.
Oh, brilliant. I like both.
Okay, well, we'll put it to a poll maybe or something like that.
New FM.
The Novos.
It's
no secret anymore that I hate golf. I hate it. So much. It's so boring. I can't hit the ball. What's the point?
When I first met you, I never heard a single mention of golf.
No.
And then suddenly, out of nowhere it seems, your boyfriend has become golf obsessed.
Yes.
And thinks he's going to be the next star of Full Swing on Netflix.
I don't think he thinks that. He just loves it so much. It helps him. I think it's with mental health as well.
Like, okay.
It helps him relax and to actually give him something different to do in his day,
sure,
I guess, when
sure.
he has days off. Now, he used to play golf with his dad, like, years
ago.
You know, when he used to live at home. But, you know, he had to drop off that hobby for a while, and then he's picked it back up this year.
Mm.
Great. Okay, it's all good, all well and good to have a hobby. He's got himself his own set of golf clubs. Fantastic. He likes to go at least once or twice a week to the driving range and whatever. Cool. But then he's gone a bit far and he's going further, okay? And I'm going to list everything going on with this golfing obsession. I love him so much.
Yeah, but this
far out.
The golf's annoying you. Right, let's hear some of it.
You think The Sims are bad? Okay. Hem. So, yeah, driving range a couple times a week.
Yep.
He's also downloaded and bought, a golf game that he plays on his PS5. Every night.
Every night?
Yeah. Then what else? He's just recently on Temu ordered not one, but two of those little putting golf greens that, like, the artificial grass with, like, the hole and stuff. So he gets his putter out of his, like, golf kit. And, yeah, great.
What does he need two for is my question.
I don't know. It's probably because they were so cheap, because Temu is very, very cheap as
chips. Yeah, but what are you going to do with two of them?
They're both different styles.
What do you mean?
Like, as in, like,
one's green, one's blue?
No, both green, both same length, but, like, the little putt hole, the hole, golf hole?
Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
It's
don't
a different shape or something, I don't know. What? It's just weird.
Does it have a little hill in it or something?
Yeah, yeah, okay. They both have a different type of hill.
Oh, right, okay.
Stupid. Anyway, so I was over at his house on Sunday night, right? It gets better. And then he's like, oh, babe, I want to show you something. Yeah, sure, what do you want to show me? And then he's like, check this out. It's on golfbox.com.au. I looked it up. It's called the Lynx Locker Golf Club Storage. So he's like, look at this storage little cupboard thing for like your golf clubs. So like when you're at home, you have a whole corner dedicated to your golf and you can put your golf bag and your shoes and your hats and stuff in this locker. It's like $700. And I'm like, you could probably build that. And he goes, yeah, I probably could. Maybe I should.
Okay, so you guys haven't moved in together.
No.
I want you to envision this for a second.
Oh, don't
okay?
worry. He's already brought this to my attention.
You've got the golf locker in one corner of the room. This is your lounge room of the new place you guys are going to rent together.
Eventually.
Little townhouse. Yeah. And then in the middle, you'll have two different putting greens that he's got so far, maybe a couple more.
Probably five by that point.
Yeah, you'll have to step over them every time you want to go for a glass of water.
Oh!
And then he's playing golf on his, what is it, Xbox or whatever?
PlayStation
5 on the big screen. So you've got golf on the big screen. He's watching golf on his phone.
He's got his golf hat and his golf jacket on.
Yeah, and he's got two different putters. He's going one to the other. And then you look for a place to sit down and you realise the only place is inside the golf locker. Are you loving your new life together yet, Ari?
No, but I think he wants a room dedicated to golf and I'm not about it.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, and Ari, this morning when we arrived here, we were both quite surprised.
Yes.
Because our quirky friends, Nicole and Joel from the Live and Local Drive Home.
Yeah, good friends.
They filled up the studio with balloons and tinsel and stuff as a bit of an April Fool's prank. I was very surprised.
Well, we walked in, I literally opened the door and we're like, ah! What's going on?
It was everywhere, yeah.
I didn't think they were pranking us. I thought they were like, it was actually someone's, you know,
birthday
celebration. But
it felt a bit birthday-ish.
Yes.
Yeah, or perhaps I'd walked into the storeroom at Shindig's shop. I was like, am I in Shindig's here? What's going on?
The thing that I'm impressed the most about is the fact that there are like 100 balloons nearly in this studio, all like, you know, it seems like hand blown up.
I think so. Like, I think they did a lot of blowing.
No helium at all.
A lot.
The lungs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The power of the lungs and the power of blowing.
I would not have that much patience to do this. I'd be like, nah, stuff it.
That'll do. Yeah.
Just
well,
like put some frogs in the studio and prank them that way.
I don't know if you're allowed to do live release of animals these days.
That's all right.
Ari says
I'll put
it's
them
fine.
Back.
There you go. If you're thinking of doing frog gear today,
just
get on
put them
it.
Back. It's
Ari
okay.
Ari says it's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Yesterday, Ari, we got to chatting with Roxy, who's one of the great announcers here at UFM.
Oh, we love Rox. He's just a breath of fresh air. So fun.
Yeah, he does the homegrown show here on UFM. He also does other shows for part of our network as well. He's here all the time. He's a hard worker and he's a great guy.
Multi-trick pony.
Well, certainly. He's an amazing piano player as well.
True.
Incredible. Anyway, we got to chatting with him about his dogs. He's got a very cute dog that is quite spoiled. Let's just say that.
Very
one of
staffy.
Them especially. Gets these special meals from Pet Shop Boys, which is a local business. They're based in the industrial estate over near Mayfield there.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they're awesome pet shop there. Gets these special meals, though. $10 a meal, or roughly that he has to pay per day.
That's more than what I spend on my meal.
I was thinking about that myself. If you get, just say, you know...
A prepackaged meal, like from like the one of those muscle place, like Muscle Chef or something?
Sure, or even some mince maybe that is enough for a few people
and a
few veggies.
And a pack of pasta, yeah.
It's similar money, right?
Yeah.
Now, if he gets another dog, which he's talking about doing, and there's $20 a meal, you know, times seven, that's, what's that, $140 a week.
Oh, yeah.
That's like $7,000 a year.
Oh, my God, that's a quick mathematical.
That's a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
Now, here's what I was sort of getting to with this. Some dogs, some pets are very spoiled. Very, very spoiled.
Well, I can confirm.
And live good, and sometimes a lot of money is spent on them.
They live better than humans most of the time.
I think they might in some cases.
And you know what? Each to their own.
Sure.
And fair enough, I love dogs. I love animals myself. And of course I would spoil mine, but they shouldn't be getting better than us all the time, right?
Do you know any pets that are treated better than their humans, Ari?
Yep. Are you ready?
Yeah.
My brother and sister-in-law's dogs. I'm talking about Princeton and Murphy. They get...
The clue is in the name, Prince.
Princeton? Oh, yeah. Well, he knows he's a prince.
Yeah.
He owns the world,
So
thinks.
What does he get? What does he get?
Oh, they both get, like, all these special edition, like... it's not kibble. Is it called kibble?
Yeah, kibble.
Yeah, it's a style of kibble. Princeton also gets a lot of braised chicken.
Ooh, it's cooked nicely, just to his liking.
Just to perfection. He licks his chops and everything, you know.
Well-seasoned?
Well-seasoned, because him and Murphy, they have also, like, these special nutrient powders that taste and smell good.
Oh, my God.
So they're, like, trying to make sure that their gut is as, like, kingly as possible.
Oh, my God. And
so,
this
like,
is what
I
I'm talking about.
I don't give myself nutrients. I just have, like, a bit of meat or maybe, like, you know, some chips, and I'm like, yeah, that'll do me.
Here's a story as well. Yeah. Vale, my nan, she used to have horses. She treated very well.
Oh, she should.
So much so, when they'd wash the horse and it would get like the good shampoo.
No.
Like you're talking about...
Schwarzkopf?
Yeah, your Tresemme or something like that.
What?
And then her shampoo would be your Pert or your home brand, the cheaper one. She took very, very good care of those horses.
Beautiful. Now, I can understand why, because they are, like, the god of animals.
4967-4105. Is your pet getting treated better than you in some way, shape or form?
I have a question.
Okay, yeah.
Quickly.
Yes.
Your Whippet Molly.
Yes.
Does she get treated to, like, all these special, like, meals and objects and items?
Chicken necks and a bit of chopped up, you know, lamb off guts.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty decent, but it's not better than my food.
Okay.
Let's just say that.
All right.
But I know a lot that do.
Mm.
Starting in curry, Tatum, is it you that's spoiling your animals?
Yeah, she's the boss, you know. I've got to do whatever she wants me to.
What type of animal do you have, Tatum?
A Rottweiler. She likes Atlantic salmon, but she likes her sardines put on a cracker, and she likes to be spoon-fed.
Spoon-fed with sardines on a cracker.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Rudy Rottweiler. She's the boss, you know. She growls and bites me if I don't do what I'm told.
Oh, my God. I think you might actually be... she's definitely in charge of you, by
the
sounds
you're
of
the
it.
Pet, Tatum.
She eats it out of my mouth and I say, I don't like it. You can eat it for me. Big girl, she eats it out of my mouth.
Oh, my Lord. That
and
feels like a lot.
Full. I say, Mummy's too full. Can you eat it for me? She takes it out of my mouth for me and looks after me like a baby.
Wow.
Well.
Does she take you around on a leash at all?
No. She takes us to Unicorn Bubble Blow and bites the bubbles. And we look stupid. We're galloping and trotting, you know?
There's a lot going on there.
What
you just
interesting
faded
life.
Out. Certainly is. Extraordinary, really.
Okay, all right. Well, she takes a cake for that already. to Maitland now. Amanda, good morning. Do you spoil your pet?
Morning, yes.
Well, okay, what's the situation?
I think my kids get more spoiled than my children.
Oh, so they're eating better too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, what's the pet and what do they get?
Well, there's numerous pets. We grow our own, we'll raise our own worms for our lizards and snakes.
Sure.
And then we have a couple of dogs. Got a border collie, and we have...
Whoa. You're not feeding the lizards then to the dogs, are you?
No, not at all.
I was going to get real worried there for a second.
Look, the inside dog is absolutely fixated and obsessed with all the other little caged animals. He stands up against the glass and has this little tail wagging romance happening.
Oh, my God. You're going to come home one day and they'll all be eaten. That's very concerning to me.
They're lining up their next snack, is by the sound of it.
I know. All right.
Okay, to West Wills End. Adam, good morning. Do your pets eat better than you?
Yeah, they do, mate. My daughter's got a little toy poodle that she likes to dress up in the doll's clothes and wrap it up in a little blanket and feed it squeeze yogurt and burp it. And...
Oh.
Oh, my God. Is it like a little doll or a baby or
something?
Does
it need help?
God. Yeah, it does my head in, mate.
Fair enough.
Poor Adam.
I know. Adam's having a rough time and running up the grocery bill by the sounds of it.
His daughter is treating the pet very well, like it's one of her own.
I know. But the price of squeeze yogurts, have you seen them? Through the roof.
It's the YoPros, the vanilla YoPros.
I know, nothing but the best, right?
Yeah.
All right, wrapping it up in greater. Sarah, what's your story?
My beautiful bestie has two darling little precious oodles.
Yeah.
And they are, if she is having a scotch fillet, they get scotch fillet. If
Shut
she
up.
Is having, she purposely buys the packs of two so that she's got a steak for herself and she gives them half a steak each.
Oh, can I move into your friend's house?
Oh, my God.
I know. I want to live there.
Sarah's like, yeah.
Salmon. Yeah. She does the same with salmon. If she has seven, they get seven. Yeah,
it's extraordinary. All you have to do, Sarah, is get a dog costume and sneak in there in the middle of the night, and suddenly you'll be eating salmon and scotch fillet and living real good, right?
And she's an incredible cook, so you know it's going to be good.
Oh, a bit of steak Diane sauce. Yeah, that's scotch right. Fillet.
And maybe a little wasabi crust or something on the salmon.
Oh, my God. What about, like, the mashed potato that you get to?
Certainly. There's so much that goes with that and so much going on.
Potato puree.
It's all a bit wholesome, really, to
What's
be honest.
What's on the menu tonight, chef?
Good question. Oh, the dogs are asking and so is Sarah. Now, we do have to give a prize away before we wrap the show, Ari.
Yeah, we're nearly done.
We've got two tickets in reserve seating for the Knights versus the Tigers Sunday the 13th of April at McDonald Jones Stadium. Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about the Sims game. Are you an adult that still plays? And we got a call from Dan in Rutherford. Here's what he had.
Go right ahead.
Oh, do you play it too, Dan?
I don't personally, but my wife does. We're both still gamers. I'm 40, she's 39 this year. We're both still gamers.
Yes.
So you guys, you don't play the Sims specifically?
She's got all the Sims. She's played them right through. You've got all the experiences for Sims 4. So,
a full collection.
Sorry, mate, but you're on your own. Ari, sim on.
There we go.
Sim on. If that's not the, I guess, quote of the day, I don't know what is.
Congratulations. You're off to go and see the Knights versus the Tigers. Our latest local winner here at New FM, Dan in Rutherford. Have a great day, everyone. We'll catch you tomorrow.
See you then.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.